every single day is different. That's a fact. No 2 days are the same. And yet, why do they all start to blur together? Why does it feel like you're living the same day over and over? Looking back, especially during my early high school years, all of my days felt identical. I'd wake up, go to school, come home, maybe do some homework, and then play video games. It wasn't always bad, it was just the same. But since then, things have changed. Nowadays, most of my days genuinely feel like 10 out of 10. And honestly, it all started with one game, Breath of the Wild. I can't fully describe how magical and awe-inspiring it was to play it for the first time. I'd never played an open-world game before. I was used to linear games that pushed you from point A to point B. But Breath of the Wild flipped everything I knew upside down. You wake up as Link, after a 100-year slumber. You step outside, and this massive world just stretches out in front of you. You quickly realize you're stuck on a high plateau, with no way down. Luckily, a mysterious old man offers you his paraglider, but only if you can complete 4 shrines. So you do, but here's the thing. Unlike basically every other tutorial in a game, Breath of the Wild doesn't shove you through a checklist. It doesn't hold your hand, it doesn't funnel you in a straight line. It gives you the basics, and then lets you go. You can climb trees, sneak into monster camps, use logs as bridges or as boats, use fire to explode enemies, or even push boulders and send them tumbling into enemy camps. There's so much to do, so much to see, so much to explore. The game doesn't explain everything, it lets you figure things out. An obvious example of this is the shrine in the snow area. At first, I kept losing health due to the cold weather, but then I found some spicy peppers near a monster camp. I cooked them and suddenly I had a dish that kept me warm. The game never told me to do that. It simply lets you find the pieces of the puzzle and put them together yourself. The fascinating thing is, there's usually no right answer, but several different ways you can accomplish things. The way the game is designed encourages players to explore and experiment. Like, every time I climbed a hill in the game, I saw 3 new locations in the distance I wanted to explore. And once I got to one of them, I saw 3 more. The developers engineered the game in such a way so that the landscape was always opening up new locations for you to discover, but not so many that it felt overwhelming. That constant feeling of wonder, of curiosity pulling you forward, that's what made the game feel so alive. That's why playing this game always felt like a 10 out of 10 experience for me. Playing these games got me wondering. If a fictional world like this can feel this exciting, with limited items, people, and events, how much more exciting is the real world? And that's the key to never being bored again, to making every day an adventure. You simply stay curious, in an almost childlike, passionate way. That's what I started doing. Instead of zoning out of school, I got genuinely interested. I was always the kind of kid to never question anything or raise my hand in class. But math got way more fun when I started tackling hard questions and connecting what I learned to other topics. Conversations became way more enjoyable when people talked about something I didn't know, because I got to learn. I was genuinely interested in what they had to say. Even the walk home became an adventure when I chose to take a different route, or stopped by a park, library, or shop I'd never entered before. You know, they say curiosity killed the cat. But honestly, I think a life without curiosity isn't much of a life at all. Because when you're learning something new every day, something which interests you, that's when the day stops blending into the others, and starts standing out. That's why I always choose the cat that got killed by curiosity over the cat that never left home. Because the risk of curiosity is far better than the safety of boredom. But being curious doesn't just make every single day better. The more you explore, the more you learn about the world, then the more you start to learn about yourself. You begin to discover what lights you up and what doesn't. So it might sound crazy, but live your life like you're playing Breath of the Wild. Follow the breadcrumb trail, just like how playing Breath of the Wild leads you on a journey of curiosity, from one discovery to the next. Follow the discoveries in real life, from one interesting thing to another. For example, recently there was a guy hanging around this running club I go to. I'd never seen him before, and I wondered why he was there. I'm not one to go up to strangers and make small talk, but I was curious. I asked if he wanted to join us. He did, and we ended up running together. Now we're friends. While he talked, I found out he really enjoys walking. Like, he walks entire marathons. Before that day, I didn't even realize that was something people actually did for fun, let alone felt passionate about. And that's what's funny. He didn't realize running could be fun either, or that someone could be so passionate about it like me. That one moment, that tiny spark of curiosity, turned into something meaningful. And that's what it's really about, following the trail. Not because you know where it's going, but because something about it pulls you in. So I want you to try something. Be curious today. Even if it's just once. It could be a topic in a conversation, a route you've never taken, a hobby you've never tried. Whatever it is, follow the spark. Because life is like the Great Plateau. You're just like Link, following your mission or still looking for one. Which is great. But it's the tiny details, the random interests, the spontaneous side quests. That's what makes the journey 10 times more interesting. And that's how you never be bored again. Keep your sword sharp. Bye-bye.